580 News.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. An expansion project for Champaign School District is the focus of a rare multi-government meeting tonight. The Unit 4 School Board called for the special meeting with the Champaign City Council and Park District to discuss its plans for Garden Hills and Washington Elementary Schools. Both of the schools border city parks, and both are slated for expansions under the school district's consent decree for racial equity. In fact, the district is proposing replacing Washington with a brand-new building next door. The meeting is at 7 o'clock tonight at the Champaign Public Library. Education funding remains one of the most talked-about issues in Illinois politics. But as Sean Crawford reports, politicians have been unable to make any headway in changing the system.
House lawmakers have wrapped up a month-long series of hearings on school finance, but the effort failed to advance the topic. Mike Smith chairs the House Education Committee. He says the gatherings were more of the same.
We haven't necessarily heard anything terribly new, but I think it does show that there is some concern among the legislature about doing something, and whether it's this year or next year when we start a new General Assembly, hopefully these hearings can help lay some groundwork.
Most of the discussion at the hearings centered on what's been dubbed a tax swap that would raise the income tax and provide some property tax relief. The theory is that it would more fairly fund schools, but it's met resistance in the legislature for years. Smith says as long as the governor remains opposed to an income tax hike, it's doubtful it can pass. I'm Sean Crawford.
Illinois Senate Republican leader Frank Watson remains hospitalized 3 days after he suffered a minor stroke. A spokeswoman for St. Louis's Barnes Jewish Hospital says the 63-year-old state senator from Greenville is in satisfactory condition this morning. A spokeswoman for Watson, Patty Hsu, says he's been hospitalized since Friday. That's when Watson started to feel ill while he was campaigning for a GOP Senate candidate in southern Illinois. Hsu says doctors consider the stroke very minor, and Watson is expected to make a full recovery. A standoff between union workers and their managers has continued for more than 2.5 years in Effingham. As Amanda Vinicky reports, both sides say the situation is proof that labor laws are out of sync.
The dispute is between 50 mental health counselors and other staff who work for Heartland Human Services, a treatment center for people with HIV, mental illness, or substance abuse problems. Since the workers unionized in 2006, they and Heartland haven't been able to agree on a contract. National AFL-CIO leader Rich Trumka says management has refused to bargain in good faith. He says the drawn-out struggle is a classic example of what's wrong with the nation's labor laws.
This is the most ridiculous system of any of the industrialized countries. It is employer-dominated.
But Heartland's director, Cheryl Compton, says management has negotiated faithfully. She has an opposite stance on labor law.
There are too many laws in favor of the unions. Employers, you know, have to negotiate these contracts under very difficult circumstances.
Heartland and the unionized workers are set to meet again at the end of this month. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
A farming season that once appeared to be doomed by the weather has turned out pretty good for Midwest corn and soybean crops. But to the surprise of farmers now harvesting their beans and starting on corn, it's the fall of once record high prices that now threatens to take a lot of the shine off 2008. Farmers in Illinois and Iowa, the country's top corn and soybean producers, endured wet, cool springs that slowed planting and growth this year. Then they watched soaking rains and rising rivers swamp their fields, forcing many people to plant their crops two or even three times. All the while, though, prices held close to the record highs of the past couple of years, price peaks that have been driven by the ethanol boom and growing global demand for food and livestock feed. In Indiana, a small group of students at Ball State University say they should have the right to carry concealed weapons on campus to protect themselves in case of an attack. The group called Ball State Students for Concealed Carry on Campus group drew about 10 people to a meeting this month. The junior, Blake Graham, says most of the students in the group have gun permits. Carrying guns on campus is against Ball State's policy, whether the holder has a permit or not. The group is the local branch of a national organization that wants to push state legislatures and school administrators to allow concealed handguns on campus for license holders. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 12:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
This weather forecast is made possible with support from the University of Illinois Employees Credit Union, a member-owned and not-for-profit organization. Their mission is to serve the complete financial needs of their members. The University of Illinois Employees Credit Union. Information is available online at uiecu.org.
It's 9:35. Meteorologist Ed Kieser joins us for another in-depth look at weather here on our Next to the last day of our fall membership campaign, we're right around $120,000 ahead. We have 41 calls in toward our challenge, 29 to go before 10 o'clock. So we have 25 minutes to get 29 calls at 217-244-9455, not only to support programming like AM 580 Weather, but to meet a challenge for, well, now we have a couple of challenges going, more than $2,000 in challenge money on the table. How about that?
That's impressive. So it's important the phones get ringing. And
that's right.
As it was the case on Friday, a lot of work to do here in the last 20 minutes.
Yep, we can do it, but the phones get jammed. We don't want you to miss your opportunity to get in on helping us to meet this challenge. $2,000 or more on the table right now, depending upon which ones you look at. Carpet Weavers, and we also have the Delcomans. Each with $1,000, and then we have Bert Gray, who, if you join him at $365 a year at 244-9455, as soon as 5-